Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Took me a second there why producer Drew was playing that song as we rejoined from the Illinois Policy Institute. Their assistant editor, Dylan Sharkey, joins us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
All right. So some things that may be changing in Illinois, one of which now into effect, we're looking at a 1% sales and use tax on grocery sales. I think about this and, oh boy, things are tough. People complain the price of everything is going up. And at the grocery store, you think that's one of the places you wouldn't want to put a special tax on to try to make things more expensive.
Yes, that's exactly right. And so up until a few days ago, everyone in Illinois was paying a 1% tax on all groceries. But starting on New Year's Day, only some of us are now. The state was always collecting it, but the money went to local governments. So Governor Pritzker announced months ago that the statewide aspect of that was ending. And now, starting this year, only certain towns are doing it. About 650 towns have voted to extend it. But say Chicago, Springfield, some other suburbs of Chicago, let it expire. So those people will start seeing a 1% reduction on all groceries because those towns agreed to let the tax expire and give people the savings.
Okay, so what's the prerogative for the ones to keep it? They just love the revenue and they didn't want to give that up?
Yes, exactly. Because, you know, it's misleading for Pritzker to brag about eliminating it, which he's doing in campaign ads, because it wasn't his revenue to give away. You know, the budgets were for cities and towns, not the state. Local governments had to pick between grocery relief or keeping the revenue, and millions of people are still going to pay it, so it's not really accurate for him to run a TV ad saying, well, you know, groceries are cheaper for everyone, because that's not the case.
No, not at all. And here's the thing. He's going to talk out of both sides of his mouth. He's going to say that in ads, and he's also going to complain about the cost of groceries being, and he's, I'm sure, going to blame Donald Trump for it. So he's going to try to take it both ways.
Yeah, and it's good that Illinois is limiting it because we're an outlier as a state by taxing groceries. With us removing it, there's now only 12 states with a grocery tax. We were the only big state with one. We were the only state among the 10 most populated with a grocery tax. So if you look at the states that do have it, they're much smaller economies. They don't have Illinois' income taxes. They don't have Illinois' property taxes. They don't have Illinois' gas taxes. So it's a very different revenue stream for them.
And just on a side note, I went to tax.illinois.gov just to look at some of the different research for this, and my computer flagged it as malicious. So maybe my computer's on to something, and they know what's up. Let's look at Illinois, and part of this article from illinoispolicy.org, it says, Illinois progressives want to reimagine capitalism and hand out free money with the tax dollars you worked for. So When you look at 2026 and where we move forward, how the budget works, how do you think Illinois stands?
Well, you know, the budget, one huge issue with the budget and a lot of Illinois budgets in years past is that they simply didn't read all of it. It's like the world's worst book club. The budget was more than 3,000 pages long, and lawmakers had less than about 24 hours to read the whole thing. So forget about understanding all of it. How could they even have read all of it in that time, you know, understand all the consequences and what it has for people?
A lot of people say there's a difference between northern side of the state and the southern side of the state, southern more conservative, things like that. Do you fear that Illinois is just turning more and more liberal, and it seems to be only a matter of time that the influences of Chicago are going to continue to leak all across the state? Or do you still see certain footholds that are pushing back on things like this?
So it's a weird dynamic because Chicago's population, it's actually becoming less and less as a whole for Illinois. Now, the metro area with the suburbs, that's still quite a big lot because, you know, the metro area is 9-some million people. But the city is less and less of Illinois' total population. So it's interesting to think about its influence. But, you know, if someone moves from Chicago to the suburbs and they continue to vote the same way, politically it wouldn't change anything.
Do you think watching New York City, so, you know, Chicago being one of the large cities, you have New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago. When I think about it as like radio and TV markets, you always think of the big three ones. Do you think Chicago is watching New York and Mamdani and the idea of, you know what, we're going to just tax the ultra rich and we're going to use that as a way to bring the cost of living down for us regular folk? Do you think that large cities like Chicago are watching what could happen in New York and, let's say, find it appealing and perhaps start moving in that direction?
Well, I think it's important to see how things play out. You know, you brought up the basic income program in Illinois. Illinois has tried pilot programs for universal basic income where people just get money regardless of their employment, and it hasn't worked in increasing wealth. So we know for us it doesn't work. And, you know, to your point, looking at other big cities, seeing what doesn't work is also good because you don't necessarily dedicate any time or money in your budget to it, and you get some sense of how it would go. Illinois' biggest issue, you know, Chicago too, is that Illinois is number one in the nation for highest property taxes, and that's a huge barrier to home ownership, and growing pension costs don't improve current service, but they do increase people's housing costs.
Well, they have their own, you know, scandals, Chicago, and different mayors and problems with the way things were handled. Like, let's look forward to 2026. So there's a few things that are going, at least on the federal level. Do you think things on the state level could improve? Do you think that 2026, are there's any shining moments, things that you're looking forward to that may actually give you some hope?
Yeah, there's a federal program that would bring in millions and millions of dollars for education scholarships for students. But the caveat is that states need to opt in. So Governor Pritzker this year, if he were to opt in, it would bring federal dollars, so it doesn't cost state or local taxpayers anything, to Illinois. And states are opting in, so someone's going to get this money. It's a matter of Illinois getting it or not. And it could be used for ACT prep for kids getting ready for college, which is huge because Illinois' in-state tuition is some of the highest in the country. And so other students in other states, if they opt in, will get it. So Illinois would actually be at a disadvantage by doing nothing because you'll be applying to colleges against other students who are getting this money.
What do you think about the whole Pope versus Pritzker stuff where, you know, the Pope didn't like some of the things that were signed at the end of last year, assisted suicide being one of it, and the Pope making comments and at least a plea to try to prevent the state from going that way, given the Pope's history with Chicago and that region. What do you think about the unlikely notes from the Pope coming out against Pritzker?
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I think Pritzker would want, you know, they say there's no such thing as bad publicity. I don't know how true that is, but I think Pritzker is looking for any national headlines because one of the big things he's trying to do is increase his national profile. When he was being vetted as a potential VP running mate for former Vice President Kamala Harris, his polling numbers weren't great compared to even other governors. And so I think one of the things he's trying to do is just get his name out in other states, you know, in nationwide stories, period, good or bad.
Yeah, they keep looking at governors, and of course, you have Gavin Newsom, you have Gretchen Whitmer. Do you think Pritzker is still a national discussion, or do you think that his time has passed?
Oh, I think he's still trying to, for sure, but I mean, it's tough for him, because if you try and elevate him to a national profile, you got to put his resume as governor up there, and you know, certainly, Illinois' issues predate him in a lot of ways, but you have to look at his actions and what he's done. And, you know, you have to take his good and bad baggage with him if he's trying to elevate his profile.
You know, I got to say, as someone that looks for audio clips and things for shows, I used to see Pritzker all the time. He was showing up on the national networks to try to get a couple of sound bites out there. He's few and far between anymore. I don't think they're welcoming him back. Maybe it seems like his big push is on hiatus. Maybe he's going to try to lay low for a little bit, but I just don't see the same appeal nationwide for a guy like that. And even Donald Trump doesn't even mention him anymore in the negative. I think they see him as a non-factor.
Yeah. One of the huge things, though, when you're running for any office is fundraising. And Pritzker certainly has the financial war chest to fund a campaign, whereas other candidates would need to come up with, you know, millions of dollars that he already has.
Do you ever figure out how many toilets he has in his mansion? Do we ever figure that out?
It's always changing. Changed by the day.
It's always changing. Well, if people wanted to find you and your work online with the Illinois Policy Institute, where can they go?
Please check out IllinoisPolicy.org.
There's a lot of people, I think, would like to see a little bit more free capitalism, continue to see the merits of that and hopefully sign other people onto it. Illinois, it's got a lot of work to do, but there's people like you fighting for it. Thank you, Dylan Sharkey.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
And he is with the Illinois Policy Institute, assistant editor, IllinoisPolicy.org. You can find some work on there as well. All right, so getting ready to wrap up the show. We have one more segment left. I'm Ryan Ranker, filling in for Mark Cox on 97.1 FM Talk.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.